I've heard that a lot, actually, and it's always fantastic to hear that people weren't overly surprised. I think it was still a surprise. I mean, they certainly have they're obviously higher ranked than us, and they have players who you know performed amazingly well against the best teams in the world. So I think you know it's still an upset for sure. But I think we felt we had a really good chance of winning the game because we have a lot of very good players ourselves. And, you know, we won the toss and bowled. They got 300, but it was a very flat wicket, and I think we showed what we could do with the bat. So I think it's nice to hear that people weren't too surprised about the win. But, you know, we'd still say it was an upset. There's no doubt about that. But not as much of an upset, maybe, as in previous World Cups.
And terrific for yourself to make some runs in that game. Did you feel a big responsibility on your shoulders going into that game to make runs?
Not in any undue way. I think, you know, obviously I'm batting in the top four and we have a very strong top four. And I think to get a total of 300, which looks like par in most of the games of this World Cup, your top four have to get the runs. So not undue pressure. I think I've actually put too much pressure on myself in previous World Cups to be the man and to go on and make big scores and probably hindered, you know, my fluency a little bit. And actually I went into this game just thinking I've got to play a certain way to help the team get 300, and I think that's going to release me into playing the way I needed to play, and luckily it went my way on that day, and hopefully it can continue on.
A match in the group today with the West Indies, thrashing Pakistan. Does that make the group even more open, Ed?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it was a brilliant performance in the West Indies coming back to win that game, because they would have been hurting after obviously being beaten pretty comfortably by us, and in that first game, I think they probably got a lot of stick from people at home and generally in the media, but I thought they came back and played brilliantly today. Obviously, they to get up to 300 after an iffy start, and then to blow the Pakistan top order away, which the West Indies are capable of with the new ball bowlers they have, was a great effort. So I think they'll still be a really dangerous side. Obviously, Pakistan have lost 2 out of 2 now, but you'd have to think they'll come into the reckoning towards the end of the group stages as well. So I think it really opens it up. Obviously, us having beaten the West Indies, you know, gives us a chance as well. So it's a really open group, and actually it's looking like a really, really interesting group.
And how big is the World Cup over there, Ed? I mean, it's quite difficult to gauge from over here. How's the competition going down? How well organised is it, etc.?
I've been to a few World Cups, 2020 and 50 over, obviously, and, you know, I think this is the most, probably the best run I've been to, but it's also got the best buzz around it. I think New Zealand, obviously, are playing, New Zealand and Australia are playing really good cricket. And I think that's exciting to all the people who are actually over here. But there's just a great buzz around the whole event. It kind of came straight after the Big Bash, which obviously has a great buzz. So cricket's sort of going quite a big thing over here at the moment. And as I said, it's got a really, really good buzz. And it's great being part of everything. And, you know, lots of people around the place are, you know, after beating the West Indies there, lots of neutrals were saying well played. And huge amounts of people at airports were coming up to take photos and stuff like that. So it was really, really, really good buzz about the place. So hopefully that continues on throughout the whole tournament.